number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Live on 95.1. With Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja, let's talk.
It's 7:16 a.m. Nigerian time, this very lovely day. Let's keep up with your reactions to some of the headlines which we've read out for you across quite a number of papers. Gloves off, Obaseki, Wike fight dirty over party issues. We have only 3 days to shut down. That's according to the airlines over scarcity. Yes, the energy crisis continues. Nationwide blackout as national grid collapses. ASU extends rollover or strike by 2 months. On issues of election may not hold in 217 polling units in Niger State due to insecurity. 12 days to convention, APC holds firms and governors divided. And then you also will find Wike Obaseki continue verbal war over governor's alleged betrayal and unguarded comments. Well, this would have to be some of the stories reading into. Dramas, Abakari wife slums in court. And then you also find the story around Rifam loses 30.4 million naira paddy rice and fertilizers in Delta State. Also, still following through with other stories, you would find 2023 presidential convention. Why PDP may settle for Wike, Muhammad and others. That's also in the news. I also be told, according to an exclusive report published in the Daily Trust, it says Professor Oshibajo, the Vice President Oshibajo, notifies Buhari of presidential ambition. That is noted in the Daily Trust for today. Trump Nigerian students beg for help in Ukraine war is also getting reactions. Mixed reactions over RCCG and PFS new Department of Politics is also in the news. Kano APC, tricky options before Shekarawa's G7. Ajib oil facility attacked second time within 2 weeks is also in the news. Let's talk some more. This is Morning Crossfire right here on Nigeria.
Started.
Are you there? Started.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
The big stories and headlines that are getting
into now. This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Let's talk. Okay, so keep up with me as we follow through with your comments. Remember, you have to follow through with our editorial guide, which essentially is that no hateful speech, no lies, no fake news, no abuses, okay? Be objective and truthful as you share with us this very morning. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines on 0700-951-0000. Are you with me? That's on 0700-951-0000. You can also try in through the WhatsApp portal, especially for the ladies, on 080-999. That's a 999, okay? 30137. Let's take those calls from you right now. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, family.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. What's your name?
My name is Asamo, and I'm calling from Mandala.
Okay. I'm listening to you.
Yes. It's first-time caller.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I want to react in the head paper that says
good morning. Good morning to you, Okwi, as well. Okay. Good morning. Let's move on. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Femi D. Amele? My name is Abakar. I'm calling you from Gwagwalada.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you. In politics, I'm reacting to the issue between Obaseki and Wike. In politics, it's not like a regimental life in the military barracks where they share the same ideology, the same mannerism, the same reflex actions. You can't, in politics, you can't continue to commandeer and issue instruction. Or, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
You can't, PDP cannot be weakest party. So it should realign itself with all the party chieftains and prominent PDP members. If not, PDP will become the weakest party. And so, INEC saying that IDPs in Niger will vote during next election in their campaign, so good one. But before that time, please, we are calling on humanitarian ministry, Sadia Umar, to provide humanitarian assistance to IDPs in all corners of Niger State and beyond throughout the Federation. That is my thing. God bless you.
God bless you too. Keeping up with you now. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Medina.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. You just need to turn down the volume of your radio, please.
Okay, sir. Tom said, Buhari should resign.
Okay, but I didn't get your name. You haven't told me your
name. My name is Mana Aruna, I call from Kuba.
All right, then. Okay, I'm with you.
Tom said, Buhari should resign. Shani Osunbajo, that's a good one. Because Osunbajo is a man of people. He's a man that we have sympathy. Since Nigeria has suffered under Buhari. So I advise Muhammad Buhari to resign and give Osunbajo power to move Nigeria forward. As for the strike, aviation to one strike, insecurity, foreign scarcity, Nigeria has suffered under Buhari. We are not having, Nigeria is not under Buhari regime. Buhari should resign and give Osunbajo a chance to move Nigeria forward. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you for your time. Good morning to you.
Morning, family.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Very well. What's your name?
Mike, my wind blows.
Okay, let's talk, Mike.
Yes, my own take on the collapse of the national grid. The question I want to ask is, the other countries we are supplying, are they in darkness now too? Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm listening. I guess yes. If it's the national grid, they would also be extending. I mean, there's no generation, so there will be no way they'll be getting light from anywhere.
But we hear of countries with peak supply like Togo, like Niger, having uninterrupted power supply for years.
Yes, but...
Is that not true?
But here's the deal. If they say the national grid collapse, it literally means there's no generation. I mean, it's when you generate that you can at least supply. I don't know if you follow.
Tell me this. I've stayed in Togo for some time, right? Togo have uninterrupted power supply for doesn't blink for years. Consistently, when we keep talking about the water has gone low in our dam or whatever, it doesn't affect them. And you know, I was expecting you to say, it is the excess generated that we can't dispute that they give to those foreign countries. Maybe I was expecting you to say,
why would you preempt what I'm thinking?
The power station from Kano.
Okay, so now, my point to you is this. Why would you preempt what I think about it? Like I said, if they say the national grid is of national, mark the words, national grid.
No, I said I'm not preempting. I was expecting that maybe you may say, that the national grid only supply Nigeria alone. But I'm telling you, the national grid, the Chalawa transition in Canada that supply Nigeria is not part of the national grid.
If I want to be sarcastic right now, say, do you have that kind of money? Eh? Do you have that type of money? Eh? Are you paying?
What kind of money is that?
That's me being sarcastic. I'm just looking for your trouble.
I know. Okay. The most American part of it is that those people supply, sometimes they supply them on credit instead of.
How can you be a Nigerian and not know what is credit and debt? Let's go for a break. Thanks for your time. Stay with
us. Let's talk.
It's 7:32 a.m. Nigerian time. Let me wait through some of the things you're writing this very morning about some of the headlines as we've read out for you. Emmanuel from Lugbe says, as we extend strike by 8 weeks, it's very unfortunate. The federal government can't handle us problems. Where is the money saved by removing subsidy on electricity? They should use the money to fix our schools and meet ASUU demands. National grid collapses. Okay, national grid collapses, and we're all seeing it and feeling it. Past administrations worked on power infrastructure, and we all saw the ongoing then, all the things going then. Buhari's administration stopped the work and never did anything on power. Why wouldn't it collapse? We're all counting our losses at home. What kind of government do we have? We have never had it this bad. ABC administration is a calamity to Nigerians. That's according to Manu from Lube. Amadi from Saudi says, government is not serious about the education of their youths. What kind of government is that? And then Masiru Ade Tsuji from Kwali joins the conversation. He says, Onashiba joining former Buhari over his presidential vision, it's a welcome development. When you look at the pedigree and intellectuality, okay, I'll take that again. When you look at the pedigree and intellectuality, if given the mandate, I think it's going to deliver, but let's wait and see who emerges as the winner in the primary election. And Onasu extending strike by humans is quite unfortunate with the retrogression of the education in the country. What I urge the Nigerian youth to do is to get their PVC selecting a competent person that will hear the cry of Nigeria and also meet the demands of Nigerians in all ramifications. Nigeria shall be great again. A bunch of you, airlines say they have 3-day stock. Perennial PMS casting all over Nigeria over 1 month. Man cries out for AGO diesel selling at 700 naira per litre. Well, it's now at 720 actually. ASUU on strike. Who do Nigeria? That's your question. You say, who do Nigeria or any government? Okay, something is missing here. Who do Nigeria? Okay, any government that cannot handle basic sustenance and provision of goods for livelihood and basic needs should pack and go. Chi Agozem from Jabiada written in. Good morning from D. Oh, by the way, just when you write, please be patient enough. Don't miss out on the verbs. It helps me not to, speed read. It helps me to speed read through your message properly, okay? But if the verbs are missing, it's tough to read, okay? Good morning from D. Thank God finally Oshomole has been vindicated. When I know people troop out to vote Obaseki, they never knew and believed what Adams Oshomole was telling them about Obaseki. They said one good turn deserves another, but in case of Oshomole, they paid him back with betrayal. I know many Nigerian info commentators would not like to comment on this headline. Thank you so much. Nasiru Abdujalili from Amag did write that in. Hold on for a moment. Nigeria has 12 new COVID cases. There are some of these stories worthy of trailing. Also, China is reporting 500 and 280 new coronavirus cases, the most since the pandemic began. And then you also find the story around U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, as the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says Russia currently has neither the manpower nor the troop morale to take Kyiv. Japan has frozen at least the assets of 17 Russian close allies to President Putin. Yes, Chernobyl nuclear power plant is back, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. These are some of the international stories and what is going on from that end of town. Let's go to another end of town, which you would find rather interesting. Okay, so there's the debate about what BK is saying with regards to Governor Obaseki. That's Governor BK's comment about Obaseki. And yes, there's also what Autumn is demanding from Buhari. That's to say, Governor Autumn's comment about President Buhari, that's also in the news. Where do we start from these days? You find so many things just here and there, comments, Okay, let's start from this one. BK apologizing to Oshomole, says Obaseki is a serial betrayer. Take a listen for yourself. Welcome to the lead.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Governor Obaseki, what you see in that DNA is betrayal, serial betrayal, and ungratefulness. The DNA of Obaseki is what? Betrayal, serial betrayal, and ungratefulness. Let me stand today to apologize to Adams Oshomole, who has been vindicated by telling us that we will see the true color, we will see the insincerity, we will see the ungratefulness of Governor Obaseki. So let me apologize to Adams Oshomole and to say you have been vindicated. You're right. We were wrong. I've never seen people who are so ungrateful in life. I've never seen people who can betray everything in life. Never speak it to. I will never betray any man. Ask Governor Obaseki, has he done anything for PDP? Has he voted for PDP? The only election he voted was his own election. When we gave him umbrella. So who has more stake in PDP? I have more stake. Because I have supported people always. You have never supported PDP. Rather, it was when your godfather chased you away and you came begging. Kneel it down. People came with pressure. And we allowed you. Ordinarily, you're a tenant. Ordinarily. Now, I already said, Nigerian leadership, not bullies. No problem about that. You came to beg a bully for you to have a ticket. A bully was a DG campaign. And the bully bullied you into a government house. You came to beg a bully. A bully was a DG campaign. A bully bullied you into a government house. What a shame. It's not only that you came back with your wife to thank the bully. Now, after God, the bully made it possible for you to be there. What is the problem in Edo State? And people may not know. I will always stand by the truth and nothing but the truth. I will never stand and support injustice. If everybody wants to support injustice, I will not support injustice. I will not support impunity. A man came when he was disqualified for certain irregularities, certificates, and this and that and that by his godfather, Oshumule. The whole world, people were calling, help. He never allowed the bully to sleep. He was coming to the bully. Bully, please help me. Bully, please help me. Let me have ticket. Haba. He came with governors. And let me tell you, Obaseki, I know your cohort. I will smoke all of you out. But I ask you, bro, this is not the Benin artifact where you are challenging the Oba, which you lost woefully. This is politics. Obaseki, I have more stake in PDP than you. I have fought for this party. Mention one thing you have done for PDP. One. All the elections who have run, no contribution. If you ask him, he said he didn't know. The only thing he knows is about his own interest. A party has done congresses, both parties, structure. You came. I will tell the party structure to support you. And they supported you. The Zonal Chairman was campaign manager, Chief Dan Obi. Under the COVID, COVID affected him. I'm going to take him out. You remember the song sang by Dan Obi? People should not be ungrateful in life. People should not be. People say you are bitter. Sometimes you hold yourself. Say, look, this is what I'm saying. I think it's not the best for me. Let one person mention that I'm a betrayer. Let one person say, I'm not supportive of this party. So how can a tenant come and tell me he was interested? Who's it? You are meeting with APC every day. I don't know if I'm contending for president. With due respect, I'm qualified, very qualified, if not more than qualified. I challenged Obasanjo and his cohorts, some of the presidential parents, who are using him to talk, whatever, they should come out openly. If I decide to run tomorrow, I challenge anybody. I challenge anybody, including the so-called Obasanjo. What you will see, you will say, look, he never knew this, our politics is. So don't be worried about whether I want to run the presidential election. If I want to run, if you can't give me permission, I gave you the seat, so I can give me permission. I will win. Tell your presidential aspirants who are sending you. The Supreme don't come out. If I come out, I will win them.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Ah, okay. Okay, so in fact, Governor Yeshemaker chooses to run. He says he would win them. Tell your presidential candidate, if I choose to come out, I'll win them. All right, well, that's one of the many things there is to share. Trust me, I'm looking forward to playing for you what Governor Otem of Benue State advised President Muhammadu Buhari up to. He advised him up to the point of resignation over the killings going on in the country as well. So there's much to even talk about in that arena as well. So you just want to venture into this, want to understand the many things at stake and the many ways in which one could possibly avert the situation. But let me quickly squeeze this in before I do take the interview from Exalted Eagles this very morning for 7:50. Aviation sector. Yeah, 3 more days to fly, says EFE's Chief Executive Officer Oyema about this. Take a listen to his thoughts about aviation fuel and the cost of flight in Nigeria.
The Right Honourable Deputy Speaker and the leadership of the indefatigable Green Chambers, once again we want to thank the Honourable members to do the feat to fight for Nigerians. Really appreciate this. Mr. Deputy Speaker, sir, nobody on this side of the divide has answered your question. You've been asking them one particular question, neither from there, neither from here. Everybody is dancing around it. What the Deputy Speaker wanted to hear is, how much did you buy this product per liter? By now you must have computed unit cost per liter. They're dancing around it and telling you stories. Nobody, that is exactly what the Deputy Speaker has been asking for, and nobody has answered that. Before they came here, sir, they were supposed to have computed their unit cost, because we can tell you our unit cost per seat. So you asked this question several times, sir, with due respect. Nobody has answered the question. They're dancing around the question. But I have the mandate of every airline in this country to announce to you, sir, that if they can come down from their rooftop, we have only 3 more days to be able to fly. We are not threatening this country. We've been subsidizing what we are doing. Sir, I will give you the rates as of today. 630, 640, 605. We have an aircraft going to Kano. That one has about 7,000 liters of fuel on it. Multiply it, sir, by 630. The unit cost per seat already is about 70,000 naira per seat. About 70,000 naira per seat. You've not talked about the insurance that is very static. And Nigerians pay a lot of insurance premium because this country is stigmatized. The insurance, you have to insure in the Lloyd's of London and other places abroad. It is a must, because all the insurance companies in Nigeria put together cannot even insure one aircraft. So you have to go abroad to insure, and they slam us with heavy premiums. What we use in insuring one plane is what the legacy airlines of this world use in insuring about 3 planes. So the Nigerian airline is dead on arrival. Yet, the fuel cost, which was supposed to be about 30 to 40% in every climb in the world, in Nigeria, I told you the other day, is about 70% even before this time. So you can now see the mortality rate of airlines in this country, the causes. See, they've refused to answer your simple question. How much, whether you got money from CBN or you got from the red markets, how much is the unit cost of your acquisition? So that we know if the airlines are cheating you, or you're cheating the airlines, or if you form a cartel to increase your prices overnight. From what is happening, sir, if we continue this way, the lift tickets you will expect from airlines will be about 120,000 naira for economy. And we don't want to do that, because it will not help the ordinary man. It will not help the ordinary man. I have the mandate of AON, sir, to inform the House that we are now demanding. AON is demanding that we should be given license to import this fuel. If we can buy jets that are costing hundreds of millions or $80 million, we can afford to import this fuel. Let NNPC give us the right to import fuel. I will not complain to you, sir.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And the drama goes on. That meeting lasted about 1 hour. I have the full clip of the listener. I was listening to that early hours of this morning, and the agreement around this. Yes, there was an agreement eventually on how to go about importing the jet, the jet or fuel that would allow things to go on. But really, 120,000 an economy, if things come to, if push comes to shore, it leaves you with so much to just imagine where we are and where we could be going. So much pressure on the typical Nigerian. And it saddens me to say, probably I'm not the finish. It is true. It is really, really true in any climb. And more importantly, very true in Nigeria at this time. Let's see what would happen in days to come. Drama continues. Incinerations continues. Accusations continue. After the interview and the news updates, I'd like to play for you Governor Autumn's recommendations and wishes to President Muhammadu Buhari. And also, Wike is not backing down yet. He has made some even stronger comments on other issues as we have it in Nigeria. This is Morning Cross Fire.
Where that you are listening from, because Nigeria Info is everywhere. You can listen to them on like mobile app and all that. We want to say a very big good morning to you once again. This is Exalted Eagle on radio, and what we do basically is we sell things that you need, and it is called essential. In those days in secondary school, okay, in the university days, there's something we call essential amino acids and non-essentials. So this is very, very, very essential for you. And Femidi, if I would talk this morning without prejudice to anybody, I can say that there's a great problem that we have faced as a nation. We've been facing it over the time, and recently, I don't know the area you are or anybody who is listening to me, there has been epileptic power supply in the last few days. Food gets spoiled when you put them in the freezer. And you know how much the prices of food are in the market now. And for you to have the little you have and then put it in the freezer and everything goes sour. So we are here this morning to tell you about Exalted Eagle. We do inverter. We sell inverter. We sell solar panels. We sell street lights. Many people don't even know that. When you are, especially if you use this, any of the major roads in Abuja, either Airport Road, either Kubwa Road, or the one going to Maraba Yanya, people don't even know that most of these street lights we see at night are solar powered. Many don't know that they've been able to store the electricity from the sun during the day, and it's been power fired at night. Many people don't know. But if in case you don't know, this is Exalted Eagle. We sell solar panels, we sell inverter, we sell street lights, we sell batteries. And there are two types of battery that Exalted Eagle is known for. One is the Quanta battery. Quanta battery is very, very effective. Quanta battery, you don't need to top up acid. Quanta battery has long shelf life, that at least within a minimum of 4 years, you don't need to do anything about it. You don't need to buy another one. It's going to work for you. And then the tubular battery, because as a company, we know the peculiarity of Nigeria. We know that the sun in Nigeria is not the same thing as the sun in US. So we went to the manufacturer and we asked them, this is our own temperature. This is how it looks like. We don't have three different time belt or whatever. We have rainy season and dry season. Mm. So we told them, this is what will work based on research. This is what will work for us as a nation.
You forgot to tell them that there's Gwagwalada sun, which is a season on its own.
I don't want to, because if I say that, now people from Gwagwalada will pick an offense.
Good morning, Gwagwalada. I'm just looking for trouble. Continue, right? Please.
So, and that in itself is an advantage for anybody who lives in Gwagwalada, who lives in Lokoja. That's another level. So we ask them to produce what will work effectively in Nigeria. That's what Exalted Eagle is known for. So we have Quanta battery, we have tubular battery. The tubular battery is not as if it's not good. The difference is that after maybe you know the way you charge your battery, tubular battery, you will now be able to top up with distilled water, which is available everywhere. You can get it from the water from your AC just to top it up. That's the only thing you need. And for the first 1 to 2, 3 years, you don't need to do that. So why are we here? We want to provide a solution to the problem of electricity in Nigeria. And we have been doing that. We have our offices in almost more than 20 states in Nigeria. So Exalted Eagle is here for you. If you know that you have problem getting electricity in your house, don't think that is expensive. The money you spend on buying the alternative source of of electricity, the money you buy on fuel to double jeopardy, Femidi. There's no light, there's no fuel,
and you can't fly right now.
Well, that's another story for another day.
Definitely.
Now, our offices, let me quickly call our office address. Our office address is at number 5 Kiribi Street, close to Nepad office, Use Zone 2. The second office is at 9/10 Sweet Plaza, Wuye. Wuye office is a warehouse, is a massive place. Even if you don't want to buy, go on a window shopping. In fact, by the time you see what you are seeing there, your vision will be, you have another vision. So the numbers to call, please, very important, 080-638-87516. Second number, 090-880-15129. Let me go over the numbers again. 080-638-87516. 080-638-87516. Second number, 090-880-15129. 090-880-15129. Before I go, Femidi, I want to also tell our people that there's one thing that Exalted Eagle is known for. We don't want to know or put the blame on where you buy your inverter battery, either inverter or the battery or the panels from before. All we just need to do is to help you out. In case you have a problem now, your battery is not charging well, whether your panel is having issue, come to Exalted Eagle, number 5, Kiribi Street, Use Zone 2, close to Nepal office, or 9/10 Sweet Plaza by Wuye, just close to VIO office. Just come, call us on these numbers, 080-638-87516. 080-638-87516. The other number, 090-880-15129. 090-880-15129.
Thank you, Tom of Exalted Eagles. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.